What's up, everybody? Welcome to the Small Business Podcast, where every week I interview a different small business owner and I ask them the questions that matter and that you can just take their answers and apply it to your business. Except this week, when the guest I had lined up fell through, we've rescheduled for next week. So I'll probably try to either get two episodes out next week to make up for it or just pick right back up. I'll decide. But basically, what you're about to hear, it's a really short episode. I had actually decided today is Friday, and I decided this Monday that I was going to start doing this, where I put out a little thing every week, just a quick 5 to 10 minute max update on my own businesses, and you'll hear this here. So I just figured I would go ahead and release this today, just so that I put something out this week rather than waiting. And then next week we'll be right back on track with a regular guest. So you can expect from here on out two episodes a week. One will be the regular episode of me interviewing a small business owner, and the other will just be a quick episode of me updating on my own business. So you will hear that here. I would love your feedback. Let me know what you think. Hey, what's up, everybody? This is Brandon Woodruff. I decided what I'd like to do right now. I've been doing a weekly episode where I interview a different small business owner every week, and I'm going to keep doing that. But I think what I'm going to start doing once a week, also probably on Mondays, is just giving a little update of my own business for two reasons. Number one, I want to kind of journal it, and I just I think it's more likely that I'll just sit down and talk it out than for me to sit down and kind of write it out. But also, you know, as I go through the stages of building my businesses and learning and growing, I think that, you know, some of the things that I do and some of the reflections that I have may be beneficial to other people who are at a similar stage as me, you know, early stages and as it goes along. So I'm just going to do, I'll keep these episodes really, really short, you know, between like 5 and 10 minutes, if that. 10 would be like crazy long for something like this, but I'll just keep them really, really short. So for this first one, I'll just kind of tackle the coaching and the furniture. So that's how I'll break it up each time. The coaching, you know, I what I do is I offer really two types of coaching that I advertise: a one-on-one online coaching and group online coaching. The one-on-one coaching is very highly customizable. I won't go into too much detail on it right here. It's highly customized to the individual, rather. So, you know, it's a workout plan. It's a phone call every week where we check in. It's me monitoring their food, giving them food steps, correcting their workout form. You know, us just troubleshooting and working through everything, you know, specifically. And that's something that I still do and enjoy doing, but it does take a good bit more of my time. Right now, what I'm really, really focusing on growing is my group. It's pretty simple. It's really three parts. I lead live workouts via Zoom 3 times a week at 6:30 a.m. Central Time, Monday, Wednesday, Friday. And I record those workouts and send them out to anybody who can't be there live who's in the group. The second part is that there's a Discord chat where I've broken everything up. I try to include everything that I can possibly come up with that may be helpful. Recipes, obviously a place where you can get workout and nutrition questions answered. just a place where you can submit videos for lifting form checks, lifting plans, all kinds of things. You know, a place for workout songs, a place for, you know, share your MyFitnessPal info if you want other eyes on your food for accountability. Just anything I can think of, anything throughout my years of coaching that people have suggested, I tried to put into this group. I only charge $20 a month for it. But it, for me, it's I can grow this and I can scale this, and I am. And this is where I'm pouring most of my efforts with the coaching right now, largely because of the whole lockdown situation. So many people are at home. So many people are, you know, there are two groups of people: people who are stuck in at home who already had a fitness routine and they're displaced right now and can't get to their gym, whatever. And there are other people who are using this time to really try to get into fitness for the first time or the first time in a long time. And so I used to charge $40 a month for that. I've dropped it down to $20 right now. It's really cheap. It's really it doesn't take a ton of my time. You know, they're 30-minute workouts 3 times a week, and it's me answering questions. And then the third part of it, I forgot to mention this, is a Zoom chat that I just do 30 minutes every Saturday at 11:30 a.m. Central Time. I just jump on the chat for 30 minutes. Anybody who wants to jump in, I would just be there answering questions, you know, troubleshooting with them, that kind of thing. So it's, that's the group, $20 a month, live workouts that I record, chat where you can get all that stuff built in, and a live Zoom chat where I can answer any questions people have. Those are the two main coaching things that I do. I also do I coach a few people in person, but that's on hold right now, obviously. So that's the coaching piece. I'm really focusing hard on the group, just reaching out, putting that out. So that's the coaching, what I'm doing currently. When it comes to the reselling, I resell furniture almost exclusively right now. If I see another item here and there, I'll grab it. What I had been doing was I started this 8 or 9 months ago with just getting free or very, very cheap furniture off of Facebook Marketplace, Craigslist, doing minor fixes, cleaning it up, taking good pictures, posting it, selling it. And as I've done this longer, I've realized, okay, you know, here's the furniture that goes for the most money. Here are the kind of things that are in style. And so I focus in on those and kind of niche down a little bit while still getting some of the others that I know will sell. From there, I kind of moved on to online auctions, to estate sales, to different places where I could get buy in bulk rather than having to drive all over town just to get one piece, you know, here and there. So that's what I had been doing. Because of the lockdown situation, the estate sales and the auction houses are, they're kind of running at minimum capacity. I'd say they're probably putting out like 1/6, if that, of the auctions that they used to, and the estate sales that they used to. So I've kind of had to go back to not only getting some of the stuff off Facebook and Craigslist, but also, thankfully, I've built a few relationships with people who own some of the estate sale companies, some of the guy who owns a shop, people that I can kind of reach out to and, you know, see what they have in stock, and I can go grab some of that stuff. So that's been really helpful. I'm looking at going to a consignment model here pretty soon, adding that in, not replacing stuff, so that I can kind of, I'm just working out the logistics of that right now. So in a nutshell, those are the things that are going on with my businesses. I have no issue sharing, like my goals. Basically, like for me, it's very much, I'm a time blocker. My day is planned out pretty meticulously. I know what I'm doing from what time to what time. I have timers on to make me, you know, stay focused on that thing. And then when that timer ends, I move on. That's how it works for me. That's how I'm able to reach out to people consistently, how I'm able to, you know, have a family, have a little podcast I do once a week, you know, run a furniture business, run a coaching business. It's because I'm able to time block myself and be disciplined with that, you know? So I would tell you, like, if you're listening to this and you're trying to figure out like how to get more done in your day, time block yourself. And that looks different for everybody. I'm always around I give my number on this thing all the time. I'm always around to answer questions and help in any way I can. Again, I am not a professional, not a guru when it comes to starting businesses by any means. I'm still in the early stages, but I'm here to share what little experiences I've had so far, compared to the whole pictures. So anyway, I'm running about 7 minutes now, longer than I planned. They won't normally be this long, but I needed to get out a little bit more of what I actually do so that all future episodes make sense. Hope somebody finds this helpful other than just myself. But even if it's just like an audio journal, that's cool with me. Hey, Brandon again. Thanks for listening. If you enjoyed it, got anything from it, please tune back in and please share it with any other small business owners in your life.